2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 84 degrees, KSL's top story. Developing news on KSL any moment now. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and Police Chief Mike Brown are going to hold a news conference to make statements about the release of some body camera footage. Footage that shows what led up to a police shooting of a 13-year-old with autism earlier this month. His mother says the officers had no valid reason for firing, and we're going to go to that news conference live right now. First, we're going to hear from Police Chief Mike Brown.
Good afternoon. I'm Chief Mike Brown, Salt Lake City Police Department. I am very saddened by this tragic situation. A 13-year-old boy was shot, and as a father of three young sons, this has had a big impact on me personally. I know this has also made an impression on the women and men of the Salt Lake City Police Department. And of course you, the community we serve. I believe that in the face of tragedy, we have a responsibility to analyze the circumstances that unfolded through a lens of learning. And most important, to put into practice taking what we've learned, putting it into practice, and growing as an organization. We are facing a mental health crisis in this country with a void of resources for those in crisis. And make no mistake, this is a crisis. As a police department, we want to be partners with those who provide mental health services. As a community, we need to find a way forward. Too often our officers are called to deal with these difficult problems, which frequently are not criminal in nature. As the chief of this department, I, alongside the officers, stand unified with our community to press forward with hope, commitment, to resolve with progress, learn, and continue to set the standard for law enforcement organizations. Thank you. Next up will be Mary Mendenhall.
Here we are in this room again. Thanks for being here today. Because of ongoing investigations in this incident, I'm limited in my capacity as mayor in what I'm able to say about the footage that will be released today. But as a member of this community, and as the mother of a 14-year-old boy, I am profoundly heartbroken, and I am frustrated. This shooting is another tragedy. It's a tragedy for this young boy, for his mother, and for families and individuals who have acute mental health needs. And I think that our community will look at this situation, and many may see themselves or their loved ones reflected in it. We're bound by the process that we must now undertake throughout this investigation with the incident, but I want to be clear about my expectation that the district attorney's office, that the civilian review board, and that the internal affairs here do their work thoroughly and quickly. Today's release of this OICI footage is being handled differently than we have in the past. There is a shift in it that reflects my commitment to you for transparency. Moving forward from today, all police body-worn camera recordings of officer-involved critical incidents up to the moment when officers begin rendering medical aid will be made public on our police department's website within the 10 business days following the incident, as we do. This is an effort for us to remove unnecessary obstacles and hurdles to the public as they seek out the information that they would otherwise be entitled to anyway under the Government Records and Access Management Act. I'll close today by saying that as difficult as things may be in this moment, I believe in the work that we've embarked on with my administration, with the City Council, with the Commission on Racial Equity and Policing, and with the Salt Lake City Police Department. We are at the beginning of an evolution in the way our city addresses public safety. And through this work, we will live in a different Salt Lake City that is more safe for its residents and for the officers who serve and protect them. This is not a mutually exclusive endeavor. Thank you for being here with us today.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall speaking to reporters. It was an emotional Police Chief Mike Brown, who said he spoke as a chief and a father. The mayor was emotional, calling the shooting of this 13-year-old autistic boy a tragedy. She called on the DA and the Civilian Review Board to do their work quickly, and the mayor declared police body cam footage after an incident is going to be made public from now on within 10 days of the incident. You've been listening to a live news conference on KSL News Radio. We'll be back with the Minute of News next.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.